I'm reading from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 3, 1 through 12. Please stand for the reading of the Gospel. This is the word of the Lord. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. This is the word of God for the children of God. Please be seated. You know, Matthew 3, verses 2 to 3, John the Baptist comes out into the wilderness, into the Jordan area, and he says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." He's telling people the time has come. You know, and it was the same thing that Jesus preached when he began his public ministry. "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." John the Baptist was the one that Isaiah the prophet spoke about, the one who was calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight his path." Prepare the way for the Lord to make straight his path. John the Baptist was telling the people to do some spiritual house cleaning, to get ready, because there was a big change coming. He was telling them that they needed to repent of their sin so that they can get their focus on what was coming up. They had to be ready. Now, you know, we know what that's like, right? We got company coming over. What do? We clean, straighten up. We shove stuff underneath the furniture, you know, under the rug. In the cupboards, get it out of the way. And this time of the year especially, we do a lot of cleaning and decorating and baking and, you know, we get all that stuff ready when we know we have company coming. That's why I like to visit unannounced. Yeah, that's fun. But the message that John the Baptist was sending to them was of great importance, because he knew they couldn't be focused on Jesus if they were worrying about other things in their lives. And we all do that, don't we? We worry about a lot of other things in our lives. But the message is clear. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him. Get all the obstacles out of the way. Clear the road. Get ready. 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7 says, Humble yourselves under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Once again, 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. This is my bag of anxieties. I put all my cares and worries, my fears, into this bag. And it says to cast all my cares on him. Well, that's what he says to do. I'm going to give it to God then. Boy, that feels pretty good. That really is. It's like a load off my back. Because we all have it, don't we? We are all distracted with the cares and the worries in our lives, all the anxiety. For some of us, this time of the year is worse than others because of the holidays. But we all have a lot of burdens. And we know that. We are a society that is overly distracted. And you can see that when you look at the size of church and Sunday schools and stuff compared to what it used to be like. Because we are so busy doing so many different things on top of worrying about relationships and money and health and the political scene and things at church and things in the community and our children, our parents, our pets. We own so many possessions, they own us, and we are distracted. We have a lot of anxiety. We care about so many things. We worry about so many things. We are not preparing the way for the Lord. We are not making straight paths for him. And so we need to cast our cares upon him. And I've done that. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand. Let me ask you, is there anybody or anything mightier than God? Not a trick question. No. Can God do anything? It's what we've been taught. It's what we believe. Does God love us? Oh, God loves us. Oh, God loves us, I'm telling you. Sometimes it makes me laugh. I look in the mirror and I think, you love me? Man. I mean, if God can love this pew here, God can love anybody. Wow. We serve an awesome God. He loves us. Man. God's mighty hand. On the other hand, God doesn't answer my prayer fast enough. So I'm going to pick my troubles back up. I'll carry them. I'll take care of it. Why do we do that? Why do we cast our cares on God and then pick them back up sometimes within the hour, maybe the next day? The first time we see something go the way we don't want it to go, we pick our troubles back up and we let them become a burden again, and they distract us. They take our eyes off of God. Why do we do that? I'll tell you why. Because we don't trust God. We don't trust God to do it when we want it done and the way we want it done. But he does say to cast all our cares on him, to prepare the way to make straight paths for him. God's mighty hand. Huh. Well, the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. With God, all things are possible. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. The chastisement of my peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes I am healed. God's mighty hand. Cast my cares upon him. Trust in him. There. Whew, again, well, I feel so much lighter, so much better. Now I can focus. I can think about God. I can think about what it is that he wants me to do with my life. Because I'm not weighed down. I'm not devoting all my time and my energy, my money, my resources and all that to those problems. See, I get a lot of people that call me up all the time, either call me up or visit me or text me or email me, and they want counseling. They want to talk about their problems, and I listen and pray with them and that, and I almost always tell them, don't think about who you are. Instead, remember whose you are. That as a Christian, you belong to Almighty God. You are a child of the King. You are blessed. And you have nothing to worry about. Boy, that feels good, you know, to give it all to God. Yep, sure does. Look, a squirrel. Whoops. Saw something I didn't like. Somebody said something about me I didn't like. Somebody hurt my feelings. I got an unexpected bill. Something broke. I don't trust God to take care of it. I'll handle it. I'll take my problems back. I'll worry. I'll fret. I'll fume. You know what this does to our witness? We say we're Christians, but we don't trust God to take care of our problems, let alone take care of somebody else's problems. Oh, God, help me. Help me to let go and to let you handle my problems, to cast my cares upon you because you care for me. That's how we prepare for the Lord. That's how we make straight paths for him. That's how we say we believe more in him than we do in the things going on in this world. I trust you, God. After all, the Bible tells us that when Jesus was born, that one of the names he was given was Emmanuel. And you do know what Emmanuel means. God with us. And as it says in 1 Peter, if God be for us, who can be against us? And in Romans 8, if God be for us, who can be against us? I can let this go. And I'll struggle, and I'll pick it back up again. But I'll put it down quicker. I'll put it down quicker every time I pick it up. That's what we're all supposed to do. To focus our thoughts on Jesus. To cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. And we have to exhort one another to help each other do that. Because that's how much he loves us. He doesn't want us to be burdened or distracted. So prepare you the way for the Lord and make straight paths for him. Cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. And remember whose you are. God loves you, and so do I.